Warning.
Brace for impact. It began with the book, Brace for Impact, Surviving the Crash of the Industrial Age. Then came the website, The Daily Impact, chronicling the crash of the industrial age. And now, the podcast, describing the downward spiral. It is amusing to see, from the vantage point of the world's number one economy, soon to be number one oil and gas producer, number one military power, and just all around exceptional nation, the rest of the world struggling to keep the lights on. The poor beggars don't seem to have the capacity to understand what it takes to run large enterprises and be number one. Examples abound. On January 25th, virtually the entire country of Pakistan lost electricity after its grid failed when a transmission line short-circuited. Pakistan's grid is so dilapidated and its power supply so short of meeting demand that blackouts of 10 hours a day in the major cities and 20 hours daily in rural areas are routine. But the government, elected nearly 2 years ago on promises to fix the situation, swears that the grid collapse was the result of an attack by militants. A punishing drought in Brazil has cut that country's hydroelectric generation so much that rolling blackouts and days-long suspension of internet availability are affecting much of the world's seventh largest economy. In the second year of an historic drought, the country is firing up fossil fuel generators and importing power from Argentina in an attempt to keep the air conditioners running in the searing summer heat. Even more seriously, water is being rationed in 93 cities as the reservoirs dry up. The need for upgraded electrical infrastructure, including the grid, has been debated without result in Brazil for decades. Its science minister, Aldo Rebelo, is a climate change denier. South Africa's electric utility is cutting power for 4 hours at a time in rolling blackouts across the country that it hopes will avert a national grid failure. The company says the blackouts are likely to continue at least until April, and maybe for years, for 20 years since the first democratic elections, you know, mourning in South Africa, the government has extended electric service to 7 million more people without appropriating money for more generating capacity or enough money to maintain the generators in service. Now, to everyone's apparent surprise, the lights are going out. How widespread is this problem of failing grids, and how insulated are we from it? Good question. In a story published last summer and widely ignored, International Business Times cited U.S. government data to reveal that the country that suffers more electrical blackouts than any other developed nation is the United States. Blackouts of an hour or more have been steadily increasing for 10 years, as has demand for electricity, despite investments in renewables and so-called smart grid devices. Americans lose power 285% more often than they did in 1985, the first year these statistics were recorded, and where a resident of Japan can expect to lose power for an average of 4 minutes a year, a resident of the American Upper Midwest will have lights out for an annual average of 214 minutes. The causes are well known and documented: a refusal by government and industry to spend what is required by aging, deteriorating equipment, and by increased demand, along with increased damage from larger and more frequent storms because of climate change. So do your worst, Pakistan and Brazil and South Africa and all the rest. America is still number one. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, Brace for Impact.